Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Meanwhile, another dire situation is unfolding on the other side of the globe. 11 days after a powerful earthquake and then a tropical storm in Haiti, more than 2,000 people are dead. Many more are homeless in desperate need of food and medical care. On top of that, doctors have been kidnapped, aid trucks looted, and the country is still reeling from the assassination of its president last month. NPR's Carrie Kahn is in Port-au-Prince. Carrie, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Peter.
What have you been seeing in Haiti in the last day or so that you've been reporting?
Well, I got on a flight with the U.S. military, and we were crammed in this huge CH-4 Chinook helicopter. I don't know if you've ever been in one of those, but they're big. They stuffed it full of rice, actually. It was 4,000 pounds of rice, and so we're wedged in there, and we take off in this huge helicopter, and we headed to the earthquake zone, but where we headed was not Lakai, which is the epicenter of a lot of the damage. We were high up into the mountains and into small villages that have had little contact with aid workers. It is a perilous trip to get there, and so the U.S. military has been helping bring in aid there.
And what did you see once you got on the ground?
Well, the biggest concern for getting into these towns is that this huge helicopter has these huge rotors that can, you know, spur up hurricane-force winds. And we're going into communities that have already been damaged by the earthquake and that do not have stable homes. Most of the homes are made out of concrete blocks with tin roofs. So the pilots are very conscious that they don't want to cause more damage and more hurt going in to try and bring this aid. And so they had to find, we circled around many times trying to find a stable place. Once on the ground, it was very fast. The first place that we went to is called Barrer, Haiti. It is a village nestled in this valley, just surrounded by steep, steep, green, lush mountains. And I think we were probably there 7 minutes total. And they actually just threw out these boxes filled with rice out the back of the giant helicopter. It was in and out. The crowd, the town came out. Of course, this huge helicopter comes and just crowded around it. And I think the airmen were concerned about crowd control. And we were in and out of there quickly. I did speak very quickly with a boy who said five of his family members were injured in the quake. Here's 14-year-old Edwin Loboween. He says the needs are just so great. And we heard that a lot. They're just so much more than just rice. People need so much more.
Yeah, you know, that's just one person, one 14-year-old boy. From what I can tell, getting aid and food and supplies to the entire disaster area has been a challenge. What do you know about that?
Exactly. The roads too, there are, you know, small dirt roads that need a four-wheel drive on a good day. So right now they're blocked by rocks, landslides, rubble. So air transport has been critical to getting help to these remote places. They can't get injured down to hospitals down by the shores and by the coastline. And so what doctors are seeing now as they bring in aid and medevac people out are wounds that haven't been treated since the 11 days since the earthquake. And so they're getting infected, and doctors are seeing patients come in with sepsis. But there's other logistical problems. There is only one airport, major airport. And so the aid going in and out creates a bottleneck. Another problem is the road out to the earthquake zone on the southern peninsula of Haiti. There's one major road. It has also been damaged, but also it is controlled by gangs. And there's also been looting of aid trucks. They have been trying to form convoys and escort aids, but, you know, some groups do go on their own, and that has been a problem. So there's a lot of complications and bottlenecks.
Carrie, I know you're familiar with this country. You've been there several times. You've covered other disasters. When you arrived this time into a triple disaster, political chaos because of the assassination of the president, an earthquake, a tropical storm, how does the country feel now? Does it feel different than other times you've been there?
You said it perfectly. It's like it's not even a triple storm. It's a quadruple storm with all the political chaos since the assassination of the president here, and who's in charge, and this sort of jockeying now for power that goes on in Haiti. And then you have the hurricanes and the storms. The U.S. Army was delivering rice. The rice crop is critical to Haitians who have such food insecurity here. 4 million Haitians were already getting humanitarian food aid before this quake. And so now with the rice crop that has been devastated this year by not only the quake, which damaged transportation and everything, but also the tropical storm that followed it, you know, it's just one thing on top of the other. And Haitians have a lot that they're dealing with right now. So that feels different. People are tired.
NPR international correspondent Carrie Kahn reporting from Port-au-Prince in Haiti. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Peter.